I'm not going to be too concerned about their piece. They talk about the fact that I played a lot of pranks in high school, and they describe some that, well, you just say to yourself that back in high school, you know, I did some dumb things, and if anybody was hurt by that or offended, why, obviously, I apologize. But overall, high school years were a long time ago, and I'm glad I've got some good friends in those years.
Right, and some of them was some were speaking out and listed in this story. They talk about a prank that could have gone on in high school with a guy named John Lauber, who they say that you and a couple of his friends, who this guy was thought to be homosexual, cut his hair, pinned him down, and cut his hair. Do you remember any of this?
You know, I don't remember that incident, and I'll tell you, I certainly don't believe that I, or I can't speak for other people, of course, but thought the fellow was homosexual. That was the furthest thing from our minds back in the 1960s. But as to pranks that were played back then, I don't remember them all. But again, you know, high school days, if I did stupid things, well, I'm afraid I gotta say sorry for it.
Right, and just one other incident, because everyone's talking about same-sex marriage and tolerance and unions and what do you stand for. They also point out an incident in English class with this guy, Gary Hummel, who says he was a closeted gay student at the time, and when he would talk out, Mitt Romney, a young Mitt Romney, would yell, "Atta girl."
Well, I really can't remember that. You know, there are a lot of times my guess is at a boys' school where other boys do something and people say, "Hey, atta girl," but as this person indicated, he was closeted. I had no idea that he was gay, and can't speak of that even today. But as to the teasing or the taunts that go on in high school, that's a long time ago. For me, it's about 48 years ago. So if there's anything I said that was offensive to someone, I certainly am sorry about that. Very deeply sorry about that. But there was no harm intended.